This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
A gospel story so rich with memory, emotions. I admit it. The first prayer I ever learned, probably starting about age 4, maybe even before, was not the Lord's Prayer. It was the first prayer I taught my kids, but it wasn't the first prayer taught to me. Here we have the story of the disciples asking Jesus to teach them to pray, just like John taught his disciples to pray. We don't know how John went about doing that, but we have here in this gospel from Luke a story about how Jesus did it. It's a bit different from the rendition that appears in Matthew's gospel, but not all that much different. The first prayer I learned was by Hannah Moore Cohouse. She was an Anglican and baptized in England. But eventually she moved to the United States and therefore became an Episcopalian. It was the prayer I was taught, and I am so grateful I was never taught. Now I lay me down to sleep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. How cruel to put those sort of thoughts in a kid's head. But instead, I was taught this one. God is my help in every need. God is my every hunger feed. God walks beside me, guides my way through every moment of the day. It continues on for another paragraph. I'm surprised I was able to memorize it by age 5. But its conclusion was, I need not fear, since God and love and truth are here. Hannah is, in my opinion, an unsung hero of the women Anglican divines. Perhaps the Anglican divines all got together and said, she moved to the United States, to the colonies. Why should we recognize her? But it was wonderful to remember that prayer. Here in my 60s, I pray it often. And I remember what I was taught in love. It was lovingly taught to me by my grandparents, who personally knew of Hannah, and taught to me by my mother and dad, who appreciated the sentiment of love and truth. And it does reconcile quite easily with the Lord's Prayer that Jesus is teaching his disciples. He immediately goes into kind of the background story of, here is this friend. Someone has showed up unexpectedly at his house late at night, and he has nothing to feed the guy. So he goes to his neighbor and asks for something to eat. A big deal is often made of the fact that here his neighbor is not getting up immediately, but this guy is persistent, so finally he does, to get him off his back. And the comparison is made by commentator after commentator. Don't worry, this isn't a story about how God isn't answering your prayers because he's bored with your insufficient quality, but rather because you nag him to death, he's finally coming through. I find that an interesting argument, but it's made over and over again, no matter what commentator you want to read. I like the explanation that here is this God loving all humanity, and even though they're asking for something they should have anticipated, he still is going to come forth and answer their prayers. But to make it even more simple, don't like snakes, don't like scorpions. Ask for fish because you're hungry and want something to eat. You're not going to be given a snake instead. Ask for an egg because you'd like breakfast. You're not going to be given a scorpion. The lesson here is that Jesus is teaching. We're learning about how to pray in the model of our Savior. And the lesson behind it all was love. A loving parent would never give something nasty to a kid who prayed for something good. And our Heavenly Maker is the exact same way. Now, for a time in my life, I felt that that was God's a vending machine. Put in my quarter of a prayer and ask for something, and in earnest, I will probably receive it because it's good. I am not Janis Joplin. Oh, Lord, won't you give me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends, I have Porsches. I must make amends. And those of a certain age have that song memorized. That's not how it works. But coming to God with honesty, with truth, coming to God with love and openness, the divine fills our heart, fills our need with that which we truly hunger for, not out of vanity and selfishness, but out of goodness and building up. So when we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.